I'm here. Thank you, John.
Well, isn't that a relief?
Well, it remains to be seen. Fact of the matter is that the Charles Lloyd and his quartet are on the stage and preparing to play. They'll be at the Jazz Workshop all this week. It's a quartet, as I said. Charles Lloyd on tenor saxophone and flutes. Tom Trujillo on guitar. A fella named Song House on bass. And, of course, Transcending Starship on drums. Sunship, pardon me.
He's always... Your signal be verbal or I mean, visual? Or...
We're ready. We're ready whenever you are.
You got to make sounds into the room?
You're on, if you'd like to be.
Oh, I see.
Charles Lloyd's quartet.
I thank you for being here still, because the chairs wouldn't be so much company. And what's happening is that when I was a little dude in Memphis, you know, I used to lie in the bed and listen to this radio station coming from New Orleans, you know, and I don't know what it was called. It was coming from the Roosevelt Hotel, and I would fantasize, you know, that it was transformed, you know, and it was in some nice place or something. And this dude would play the music. It was called Moonglow with Martin or something like that, you know. And he'd play some corny stuff, but every now and then he would play Bird and Diz and Billie Holiday and stuff, you know. And I used to really lie there at nights and get off. And it wouldn't come on till like 1 o'clock in the morning. It would come off at, come on at, 1 o'clock in the morning. No, Moonglow with Martin, midnight. Yeah, midnight till 6. So I would lie there and listen to as much as I could. And I knew that Mom's was going to come about 7 and do that school routine to me, you know, about get up, yeah. Are you all getting nervous over there? Are you doing the radio thing now? Oh, the radio is happening. Oh, I see. Yes. Well, we all are doing it. We are here. Hello out there in Radio Land. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, that's not a stressful radio signal, you know. You dig it? Like the dude sits in the White House with the artificial fireplace on, you know, and the air conditioner on, reading the paper and stuff, you know. Listening to Montalbani and all the strings playing in unison, you know. Anyways, I was saying, as a little boy, I mean, I'm appreciating that we're doing the radio broadcast, you dig it? I mean, for us, it's a living room. I mean, we're doing the music for ourselves, and hopefully it'll touch you too, you know? I mean, and the waves will come back and be your music, you know, rather than just our limited nervous system, you know? I mean, at its best, the music will come through, that's what I'm trying to say. Speaking of waves, we have a new record on A&M. Dig those lyrics. A new record on A&M called Waves, and it's the first record cover I really just thought that the artist really did nice, you know, because usually they'll make a nice cover, they'll show you in the mock-up or whatever you call that stuff, you know. You know, they got this office, you know, with the skylight and the whole trip. But then when it comes to printing, you know, the print is a drag. But they did well this time. I really appreciate A&M because they seem to take a bit more care than some other companies I've been with, and I won't deal with negatives because that's not happening. So I would lie there as a little boy, you know, and listen to Moonglow with Martin coming from New Orleans, you know, I was in Memphis, and I knew Mom's was coming at 7, and the program was on from like 12 to 6 or something like that. And every now and then when he'd play Bird, you know, I'd turn the radio up and rev it up. And my grandmom, we shared the room too, and she would dig it too. That was nice communication. I learned a lot from my grandmom just by being close to her. There wasn't so much of a verbal exchange that went down, but she was so cooled out, you know, that her nervous system was just so mellow, she was getting ready to go on, you know, that she didn't, there was no stress there, you know. And so I could just dig the music, you know. It was very beautiful. Speaking of stress, I'm a TMer, you know, I do TM for like 6 years and meditate and radiate, you know, take a dive within and stresses dissolve, you know, you go out there in the midst of the chaos in the Mack truck and somehow the Mack truck can't run you down, you know, because you have the support of nature, you know. It's really true. There's a big TM center around here too somewhere. That's all right. I also do Arnold Arid's trip, mucusless diet, health healing system, you know, just fruits and veggies. But Arid's really not even into fruits. He's just into prana, you know. I haven't gotten that far yet, but that's an interesting notion too. But I'm really into music, so that's about to happen. The reason I'm laying these lyrics out now is because my record guy said, wow, you know, I hate to interrupt your trance, but could you say something about the record? Because what happens when the music starts, I'm really not into words, and I can't get back to find that, you know? I mean, I think music is a deeper communication. Okay. Oh, so during the course of whatever happens, you'll hear some of the music from waves. I don't know in what order, you know, just be our nervous systems doing it. And check waves out. We like it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much on behalf of our guitarist Tom Trujillo on bass, Songhouse, and on percussion is Sonship. Thank you very much.
That's Charles Lloyd Quartet, now recording for A&M Records. Their first release for that label just came out last week. It's called Waves. Charles Lloyd's Quartet. He'll be here through Sunday night at the Jazz Workshop. Next door, meanwhile, all week long, Ruth Brown, one of the greatest of the 1950s blues singers. They used to call her Miss Rhythm, you know that? Ruth Brown and Zulema, a new group. Meanwhile, we've got another live broadcast coming up tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. We'll be at Joe's Place in Inman Square in Cambridge. And it'll be the Blues of Louisiana Red, who recently put out an album on Atco Records. So it should be some good music. But talking of good music, the man who spins them all, Zircon John, is waiting for you back at our studios.
Say hey, I'm right here, right here.
Spins them all, left and right. Is that true, John? Clockwise and counterclockwise?
I have been known to do that, yes.
Well, show us how you do it, John, because we've been waiting with bated breath.
Okay, don't fall asleep over there now.
Should I repeat the names of the quartet?
Why don't you do that? Because I didn't catch it myself.
Well, that was Charles Lloyd on tenor, saxophone, and flutes. He had two flutes, John. Mm-hmm. Tom Trujillo on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Song House on bass, and Transcending Sonship on drums. Transcending Sonship used to be Woody Theus, who's been with Charles Lloyd for the last few years.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Have you been taking notes, John?
I've been writing it all down faithfully, yes. It'll be your turn tomorrow night.
Thank you, John.
Okay, we'll get even. We'll get even. Good night to you, Norman.
Good night, JB.